Welcome to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. I'm RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
I'm just slash that for the villain on Twitter at comic underscore syndicate on Instagram. What's up, RG?
What up, Joe? So, what's up? We're back again, guy. So, we were coming up with a conversation, and we've been talking about this for a while, and I think it'd be a fun thing to kind of just jump into and maybe rabbit hole a little bit. So the other day we were talking about, I want to start off with this movie. We're bringing up RoboCop.
Oh, yes. Okay, actually, yes. I know.
And exactly then other 80s movies. So we've been bouncing around RoboCop and other 80s movies. And I'm like, you know what? I think it'd be fun to do some of our favorite 80s horror movies. Movies from the 80s.
And this, we're going to deep dive this one once we get launched completely. And this is a perfect another throwaway episode that we have because it's like, let's give you guys an idea of how our minds fucking work. And it was horror movies, but it was okay. First of all, we went, let's just hit it straight up. Like, we're going to dissect it eventually, but not tonight.
Yeah.
We saw a bunch of movies in the 80s. We're kids from the 80s.
We grew up, we were in the
80s. I was born in 1980. You were born
82. So it was a couple of years. But I still was like in elementary school in the 80s or whatever.
And this deep dive is going to be something cheesy and corny that you guys hopefully...
It's just fun conversation Joe and I have had before. I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about it. Because we always had fun talking and we always kind of come back around to it. So we thought it'd be fun.
RoboCop is the premise that started this deep dive. Yeah. And we're like, let's kind of deep dive that one.
So I know RoboCop's not a horror movie for anybody who's trying to crack right now. But you'll see towards the end of the podcast, you understand this whole thing. Because we're going to do horror movies and also kind of led to another conversation about fucked up movies.
And we're going to deep dive.
So we're going to hit up both. So you'll see where RoboCop comes into play.
Even the way we work, it's like one rabbit hole is going to list down another rabbit hole where it's like, holy shit, like, and you guys can please disagree with this. Like, please disagree with this. Or if we're missing something, tell us something you, like, I don't want to jump in yet.
So we're going to start off, we picked five of our favorite. We're not saying they're the best.
Yeah.
We're not saying we think they're the best. We're just saying these are some of the favorites we can remember from the 80s.
Yeah.
So this is going to be great for other people that grew up or were alive during the 80s.
Yeah.
Because we're going to want to hear what your favorites are and why.
And we have two lists. Like, we had to have two sub... We had to toss in a sub-genre.
Yes. Yeah. So we thought... So it's going to cover a couple of things. So we'll get into it. So we're going to start off and then we'll go from there. So...
These are going to be movies from the 80s that we remember watching.
That came out in the 80s, yes.
Now, even in saying that, I really want to premise... Listeners, please hear us out. We're children of the 80s. Straight up.
Yeah.
So you're 82?
Yeah.
I'm 80. Now, horror movies we should have seen back then, we probably shouldn't have been watching as fucking
kids. We watched a lot of movies we should not watch.
In general.
In general.
Now, we have FCC regulations, which, trust us, guys, we are going to deep dive the fuck out of FCC on a legit episode.
Yeah.
This is, again, a throwaway episode, but the premising on everything is movies we shouldn't have watched as kids, I guess.
Yeah, they're like, why the fuck did our parents let us watch it? No, we'll go into it more when we get there.
Yeah. So we gave each other top five of two different genres.
Yeah. So we started off with horror. So we said, okay, Joe, we're each going to pick five.
What's a scary movie you shouldn't have seen?
Yeah, horror. That was...
That's simple.
Yeah, like scary movies that we watched. Of course, we watched them because all these movies came out in the 80s. But you're like, fuck, I watched it as a kid. So whatever. All right. So my number one is going to be They Live. It came out in 1988.
You know what? That didn't make my list. I love the fuck out of the movie.
It's one of the ones, like, I watched it. Okay, the reason
why would you not have been able to watch that? There's nothing wrong with that.
It makes you all paranoid. As a kid, at that age, it was like, Roddy Piper is awesome.
I love the fuck out of Roddy Piper. Longest fight scene ever in a movie.
But it was half the movie. It's funny. It's a horror movie just because of the aspect of society and how it's relevant now.
Okay, you and I have had this conversation before too, though. Like, They Live needs to get remade, especially in the world we're living in now.
And people have all propaganda bullshit. Yeah, and people still have used it to represent how people feel about society right now.
Oh my gosh. But that's the world we're living in.
But it's a horror movie based on that. But as a kid,
it is a horror movie. It's a sci-fi horror too, though.
Oh, and I love sci-fi horrors. But I was watching, I'm like, yeah, it's cool now, but should I have been watching it when I was like 7, 8 years old?
Okay, I'm gonna cheat. My dad was born and raised in Texas.
Okay.
And this is off the top five list because I'm cheating, but I shouldn't have been watching this at 5 years old, is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And that came out in 74.
Okay.
So I'm cheating a little bit. It's number six on my list, but this is what the list is going to be about.
Okay.
What's your number four? Do you want me to hit mine? My number five would be Aliens. Sci-fi horror.
Okay.
So I guess that's my legit number five compared to your number five.
Yeah. With Aliens.
Sci-fi horror.
No. I like it. And I did watch it. It's funny. I just watched it. Didn't really know what it was. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then fucking facehuggers and all that shit.
Yeah, kind of. So yeah, what you got for number four, I guess?
This is one. It's funny. It's one of my favorites, and it's fucked up. I watched it because it's the thing about it now. I don't know if you heard of it. Night of the Creeps. It came out in, where the fuck am I? 86. So
that's
a
good one.
Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
So this one's a part, like, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of like in the 80s of the genres of, like, a sci-fi horror comedy.
Which is weird. Comedy, dark comedy, like, they had a different spin on things.
So this one's just basically about aliens come down and aliens are experimenting.
Okay.
And one of the scientist aliens fucks up and he gets infected by this creature. And it kind of tricks him into releasing the fucking parasite, whatever it was.
Okay.
It lands on Earth, and then some shit happens, and then it starts infecting people. Okay. But the way it infects, it looks like a worm, goes in your brain, and it's pretty much the whole movie is like this frat house, and they have to fight off these. But it's just funny because they go in your mouth, and you're like, you're choking on a worm.
Okay. You know what? I have seen that. Okay.
So it's just, it's another comedy, but it's cool.
Did not make my list. My number four would have to be straight up The Shining.
Ooh, okay.
Now, Stanley Kubrick directed it, but it's based on a Stephen King novel. Horror. Like, it's horror.
It's like, more psychological, right?
Very big time psychological. And homeboy loses his sanity, so makes him a killer. I mean, the kid had an adaptation to The Shining, but...
The Shining. The Shining. No, why didn't you call The Shining? No, I don't want to get sued.
I mean, so technically, it is a horror film.
Yeah, but psychological, so yeah.
Yeah, so psychological, like you said. Yeah.
Cool. What you got? My number three, 1988, The Blob. It was a remake of the original from what...
That's an interesting one, dude.
From the 50s. I liked it because it's a lot of, like, people getting, like, sucked up by blood and getting, like, sucked up by blood. Sucked up by the blob and then, like... But as a kid, you're like, what the fuck? It was cool. But should I have been watching it at, like, 5 years old?
So yeah, because you want to know why? The blob moves, like, an inch every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's
a snare. Oh, no, I'm overwhelmed. And then, like, they get sucked up by...
A giant blob.
But it's like many things in movies in the 80s where, like, the killer is slow.
True that.
So it's like,
I completely give you that.
And I noticed that I'm into a lot of horror comedy. Because that's pretty much like a horror comedy. Because, yeah, people are getting sucked up, like, oh, no, and you're running. And, like,
how can you not outrun this giant blob?
And why didn't people just get out of town? Well, whatever. What's your next one?
Okay. For me, I love the fuck out of this movie, but I love horror movies anyways. Probably because I was... subjected to it at such a young age where it was like I stopped getting scared, I guess. But mine would have to be number three, An American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
And I love the fuck out of it because as a kid, sure, freaked out all the time about anything monsters or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, everything exists, Dad, what? And, like, learning about practical effects and how,
like, back transformed? Then,
No CGI. Yeah, the way he transformed was beautiful. Scary to watch, but...
Because he was like in pain, right? Every time he transformed, like...
Yeah, and it was beautiful to me, so now appreciating movies like that, like, that's a horror movie. Granted, it's a dark comedy too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, now looking back.
Yeah, but I think a lot of that's what's cool, a lot of these 80s movies, horrors are fun because they didn't have CGI.
Yeah,
they had to do the best of what they could, so it looked more lifelike. You didn't get pulled out of the movie.
Which I love the fuck out of. So that's my number three.
Cool.
What you got for number two?
So I want to wait for this one. Okay. X1. It's fun. I watch X. It's this funny thing. Like, when I let my daughter at this year watch this, because it was the way it's violent, people get killed in a very violent way, but funny.
Okay.
Maximum Overdrive.
We were talking about that.
86. Ooh. So I was like 6 years old when I watched this. So the thing is, it's a lot. It's stupid because it's pretty much.
How old is your daughter right now?
Three.
So you wouldn't let her watch fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
And honestly, it's going to depend on her.
Okay.
If she, like, finds the fun in it, maybe.
Okay.
If she does, if she looks like she's always scared shit about everything.
Is she scared right now? Do you feel like
just
she...
the dark. But it's like normal kid stuff. Yeah. She's not. She's a pretty tough kid. The only thing is just normal.
So at 5 years old, when she turns 5 years old, does she sleep throughout the night?
No. She's a light sleeper.
Okay, I'll go
unless she's exhausted.
Hit your number two, and then I'll go through mine, and it might make more sense.
But anyway, so yeah, my maximal
overdrive. Is that your number two?
Yeah, maximal overdrive number two. And the reason is, like, because it's something stupid. It's like Earth flies through a comet or a comet's tail, and it makes all inanimate objects come to life. So people are getting killed by, like, lawnmowers, getting run over by cars and all this shit. Like,
cell phones are attacking you.
Yeah. We didn't have
cell phones back then. Pagers
like,
were attacking
you. But it was, like, a comet where people are getting, like, mutilated, but it's funny.
Okay.
Basically, at 4 years old, should I be watching a movie? I don't know.
Saw this one also at 5 years old. Okay. Now, Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out in 1974. Huh. My number two would have to be A Nightmare on Elm Street at 5 years
old. Oh, okay.
Now, again, I'm going to have to toss out something which we want to deep dive to, is we came from a different generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, a different generation where we weren't pussified yet. We weren't pussies. Like, we grew up like, no, just watch the movie. It's special effects. None of this is real. And that's what we grew up with. Yeah. Now, is that what made me a fan of horror movies? Probably appreciating the effects, the movies. Not the acting, because the acting is always bad. But, like, how scary is this? Or how, I don't even want to say relatable, but how true could this be, or could this really happen to somebody? Yeah. Like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre could legit happen.
Nightmare
on Elm Street, I'm straight up, guys. This is not going to happen. But, like, it always fucked with me. I didn't want to sleep as a fucking
kid. But it plants that on you. That's what a lot of these fucked up ones we watch, or horror movie stuff, it's like, fuck. That's a, like, you don't think about it. Like, I'm not going to be scared. There's other ones I have on my other list, like, that fucked me up, too. But I mean, I got over it, but as the thing is, like, when we were kids, like, my mom loved horror movies, loved all these movies. And she'd always tell me, like, I'd close my eyes. And she's like, no. It's just a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
And she'd always tell me. And I'd be, like, scared shitless. She's like, it's just a movie. Special effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom never, like, sheltered me in that way. She was always like, just suck it up. This is my mom telling me this. Like, telling me to suck it up.
And it's not a bad thing, though.
Like, no. And I enjoy these movies, and they're great movies. And, like, looking back when I was going through all these lists, I'm like, man, those are good movies came out.
Okay. Now, okay. Let's go deep dive this one with me. Because I got to the office not upset on Wednesday. Like, I went out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I work second job at a theater, bartender. And so I was hanging out with a bunch of people that love the fuck out of movies. And it was for Art's Going Away. Shout out to Art. Judy's one of these fucking cats that loves horror movies as well. So, like, talking to the crowd, like, okay, well, what are your guys' favorite scary movies? And I found a unique distinction between whose favorite scary movie was what everyone else's scary movie was. One person, Jude, was the only one to have a conversation with me. The big factor was that the people I was talking to, I realized at the table, and I know a lot of them were millennials. So I'm asking these people questions about, like, what's your favorite scary movie? And 90% of the people at the table were telling me, I don't like scary movies. I don't like scary movies. I don't like scary movies. I'm like, makes sense. You came from a sheltered generation. And is that fucked up to say? Or am I get off my lawn guy? Or am I like, dude, stop being a pussy and fucking watch something that's legit good, like, that's not appreciated anymore, a genre that's dying. And horror movies have died a long time ago. There's no horror in horror. I don't need to see CGI in my fucking movies.
And that was more like sci-fi, more stuff like that. There's not much like slasher. I think we grew up more with slasher, where there was an evil entity or an evil, just straight up evil.
Anything.
It can be Freddy, it can be Jason.
But it was, again, more practical effects, which I
appreciate. It was just slasher. You were running, he was trying to kill you.
Yeah.
There was no, like, middle ground. There's no, nobody's going to come out like, what do you call it, like, oh, we're best friends. No. Yeah. Somebody's dying.
Okay, let's go into two things. Now, there's...
Only if you're a virgin, though.
There's a generational divide. Thank you. Yes, there's a generational divide, though. We're catching this, right?
Yeah.
Or did we always know this?
It's more like once you're looking, once you've been out of it long enough.
When I told you that story, you're like, they kind of make sense. They came from a more sheltered
Well, because now all the horror movies are like Unfriend Me, or like it's more like technology where it's like a science where you don't even know the killer. The killer is somebody like on the like a technology. It's hiding behind technology.
Kind of.
Because the 90s started where they were hiding behind a phone.
So now a scary movie would be Stalker.
More now Stalker and more the online the stalker. Villain or the killer is hiding behind technology.
I can write a classic scary fucking movie. That could work. And I was asking Jude, I'm like, dude, are you... And I was talking to these cats. I'm like, dude, we can write a good scary movie. And Jude's like, I'm fucking in. I'm like, I'm telling him, like... We can write this, dude. Like, you're a writer, I'm a writer. We can, let's do this. And everyone, the millennials, oh no, that sounds too intense.
That's not intense. But it's funny. All these movies I've seen scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But when I look back, I'm like, they're fun movies.
And they're good to deep dive again and jump in and just have fun with.
And they're so stupid. Like, the whole rule, as long as you're a virgin, you're safe.
And I'm glad you brought that up again. But yeah, like, the stupid rules of.
And I was going through the synopsis of all these different movies, and I'm like, all of them were involved, like, John and Mary, whatever, went off to have sex, and they were killed.
You know what? Back then, it was pretty much, don't have sex, stay abstinent, and you're going to survive.
Yeah, don't have sex. And
I mean, the rules of a scary movie.
Because then they made references later on in, like, TV shows where, like, oh, I'm safe, why? I'm a virgin, me too, oh, okay, we're safe.
Yeah, stupid. Okay, number one for you, then.
This is my favorite. I watched it a bunch of times. A little bit of fear, but it ended up being one of my favorites. Gremlins.
That's your number one?
I love that movie. But as a kid...
I'm not talking shit.
I watched it in 84, so I was like 5 or 6. But I watched it because... But it was fucked up. Okay, this was fucked up.
Go for it, because I love the fucking
movie. Hopefully I remember correctly. Isn't it the father of the girl, his love interest, his girlfriend... When her dad died, she hated Christmas because her dad died
on Christmas.
In the chimney.
He got trying to be Santa Claus.
Yeah, he was trying to sneak in. It was a dark. Yeah. Her dad was trying to sneak into the house on Christmas. Surprise her. Like, look,
and I'm trying. 2 days later, it's like, where's dad?
Why,
like,
they turn on the chimney and they're like, why does it fucking smell?
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Because her dad was fucking lost. So it was a fucked up. Like, what the
fuck? I want to watch this right now.
Right? But it's like, and all these grandmas were fucking murderous. Like, they're fucking trying to, they're annoying. But they're like, little guys are, whatever, you know?
You're like fucking Magneto somewhere?
Little Magneto, yeah. So it was one of those things, like, now it's just a fucking fun movie. It's a great Christmas movie.
Great Christmas movie, yeah. And we're going to go deep dive into Christmas movies, too.
Oh, yeah, our favorite Christmas
movies. Okay, my number one, again, I'm cheating on this one. A movie, again, I saw at 5 years old that I shouldn't have watched, honestly. Number one for me. This one came out in 1973, but I saw it at, 5 years old.
Okay.
And... I'm going to deep dive this one just a little bit, is The Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is a scary fucking movie. Okay. Now, give me grounded real shit. Like, my name's Josiah. Josiah in the Bible. My dad is a minister. Straight up. I've told this story on another podcast before, but my dad's an ordained minister. He's told me stories where it's like, yeah, we really had to do an exorcism and... Him breaking down stuff. Like, I want to interview my dad. Like, eventually just interview him and be like, Dad, give me all the information you have. Especially now that you're getting older. I want all the information.
Yeah.
Like, everything I heard from you as a kid, like, I want it as an adult. And I want you to tell me so I have some recorded documentation of what you went through. Not me talking to you, but I want to know, like, document your experiences.
Yeah, because usually I think for me the most fucked up shit is when it's stuff like that, spiritual or more, because you're like, okay, that shit's not like it's not something solid you're fighting. Yeah. You're like, if you believe in that shit or you've had shit happen to you, you're like, fuck, because it's like, you feel so helpless.
Yes.
And when you hear like The Exorcist, you're like, fuck, I've heard stories of shit like that.
Yeah, and I come, again, is it real? Depends on everyone's beliefs and ideals, and not to say anyone's right or wrong, and you guys can call bullshit on me, but the ghost hunters bullshit that's on TV, like to think that shit doesn't exist, or to watch Poltergeist and that shit doesn't exist, like it's not me being fucking twisted, it's people not understanding that it's a fucking thing that can fucking happen.
I think it's also what sucks with a lot of these shows. They have to produce, like, they have to make a show so they might overly do stuff or make stuff look cheesy because they want to over it. So it sucks. But there's some real shit out there. Like, a lot of this stuff came from somewhere.
Would you ever do a fucking ghost hunter? The link I showed you guys that I wanted to take you guys to. Visit a haunted house type of deal.
I would fucking love to. Oh, like, you heard the story. Like, if you fucking stay at the Queen Mary.
Same type of deal? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love all that shit. Fucking screwed the shit out of me, but I...
But you would do it again,
that, right? Yeah. Oh, it wasn't years ago. We had the... I heard shit like, I wouldn't want to get lost in the hallways of the Queen Mary. You hear shit about that. Like,
or the fucking boiler room, especially.
Oh, the fucking boiler room. But all, like, Halloween, I love Halloween. That's probably one of my favorite holidays.
Same. Agreed. Now, I still have my beliefs, my ideals, but, like, again, I cheated on that one. But it's a movie I shouldn't have seen at 5 years old.
Because they put shit in your head, and like you even though you're like, believe it or not, but it gets, even you're like, I don't believe it, but it gets stuck in your head and you start thinking about it.
That was the only movie where my dad's like, okay, maybe her head's not going to twist that far, but the entity is fucking there, and she's as strong as 10 guys because 10 of us had to hold her down, type of deal. And it's like, and we still couldn't hold her down. Is gnarly to hear. My dad's not full of shit, dude. So it's like, nah, dude, like, again, the stories I can go off on that alone. So those were scary moves. I did cheat, but should any of you guys have been watching any of these scary movies when you guys were your ages? Yeah. Like, straight up, that's the question we're asking, right?
Or did your parents allow you to watch horror movies? Like, see, let's just random, under the age of 10. True. Were you allowed to watch horror movies?
And again, we're going to we're going to deep dive the FCC and regulations and ratings on movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You pay attention to ratings, obviously, because you have a kid.
Yeah. Luckily, not yet. I mean, not yet, like, it's to the point where I have to. Luckily, all she's into is, like, kiddies, cartoons and all that. But at the certain point, like, I'm going to be very aware of what she's watching.
Definitely.
Definitely. And I'll be like, ooh. And if she wants to watch them, like, cool. But I'll understand what it's about. Like, you know, I think I'm more worried about her watching, like cheesy, like, lame, like, crap, whatever.
To end that, dude, as far as the scary movie, any horror movie from the 80s was hugely inappropriate.
Yeah, because it was about people having sexy time.
That's exactly what it is.
And then getting killed, or women getting chased in their underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, as a young boy, I was like, whoa, this is the best movie ever.
Or you have to deal with, like, 45 minutes of a stalker.
But it was always women having sex, women taking showers, women taking, or going for it. Who the fuck goes take a dip in a fucking lake in the middle of the night?
Naked.
Or let's go skinny dipping in the middle of the fucking lake. I don't even like going to the lake at daytime with clothes on.
Guess where you're going next week. Okay. And this is a deep dive, and we had a subgenre on this. Inappropriate movies that, again.
In general.
And this is a separate, like, the ideas we have is movies that could not be made in today's society now, type of deal.
Because it was, we're like, fuck, they went pretty far and like some fucked up shit.
In the 80s, you can get away with so much fucking
more. But this is more like, this isn't necessarily horror, but it's just, for me, it was just movies that I'm like, fuck.
Comedy or whatever it was.
That I watched as a, I'm like, that was fucking fucked up and I can't watch it. Even though now that I look back, I'm like, fuck, I watched this when I was like 5 years old or 3 years old, whatever. All right, my first one, because I always tell this story, a fucked up movie that I watched was, The Fly.
Love the fuck out of it. Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis was hot as fuck back then.
And I came out 86. Well, Jeff Goldblum, too. I was 80. he's still the same guy. So he kind of is. I was like 4 years old. I always tell you the story. My parents snuck me into the drive-in.
In the back.
And had me watch this movie.
I love it. Same.
At 4 years old, my parents. And the fact is, like, it's a sci-fi, now you look back, but the fact this guy was falling apart, fucking grotesque. His fucking face is falling off.
The arm wrestling fucking part was fucking gnarly to watch. Because you can see the fucking wrist fucking pop out. It's beautiful. I love the
But it's all, because no CGI. Yeah, it's all fucking street practical effects and all that shit. But it's more like, what the fuck? I wouldn't let my daughter watch it.
I'm going to shoot out two real quick. Almost inappropriate. Again, saw it at 5 years old. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, so many racist jokes.
Exactly. Now, we're not going to go so deep in that one. Yeah. Number six would be, this one came out in 92.
Okay.
And I was 12 years old, which is still not appropriate for me to be watching these next two. Poison Ivy. So Drew Barrymore comes out in this when she was still promiscuous back then. She seduces an older gentleman. Yeah, his wife is dying. Befriends his daughter. And she's like, she seduces him straight up. His wife's dying. They fuck on his dying wife's body.
Oh, fuck.
So,
well,
12 years old.
Drew Barrymore?
Should I be watching that?
Wow, I didn't watch it now.
Still, 92. It's a good movie, guys. Okay. Watch it. 92, also, I'm going to go jump the gun here for you. Basic Instinct came out in 92.
Okay.
At 12 years old. I should not have been watching Basic Instinct.
I was Sharon Stone, right?
Yes. And Michael Douglas.
Hot Sharon Stone.
Yes. And the leg, the leg move.
Fucking
Do we want to deep dive that? I still want to deep dive that. Okay, so that was my number five. What's your number five? Actually, four, I guess.
Yeah. Right. One I watched, totally dope. But the first one, because I think after that, kind of went funny. Terminator. Mm. Ultra-violent. And it was about post-apocalyptic, like everything in the fucking 80s. All the killing.
All the killing alone.
Terminator took whatever the fuck he wanted. He didn't fucking ask questions.
Yeah.
But you're like, fuck. Like, and today's like, how we watch violence. Well, Terminator exists in time now.
Yes, because, I was going to say, cybernetics are fucking.
Yeah, but the whole robot.
I was going to say Cybertron is ruling the world.
But he's you don't see him as a robot, but he's technically a robot. But he's a person killing people.
AI.
Yeah, but when you see him, he looks human. So when, like, now they don't have, like, the whole. Ooh, he's shooting a lot. Because now they count how many swear words you say.
Yes. FCC again. We're going to deep dive that one. Okay. That was your number four.
Swear words. Great movie. Oh, uber violent.
That one came out in what year?
Oh, it was... it came out in 84.
Okay. That sounds
so I didn't watch it in the theater, so I was probably still like kindergarten. I was like kindergarten probably when I watched it.
Still shouldn't have been watching it. Okay. Yeah. Agreed. Mine would have to be number four, Weird Science.
What's wrong with a teenage boy's wearing bras on their head?
Nothing.
But the fact that it's just so stupid.
Please.
I mean, now it's just stupid, but like.
So that's why I went from, you know, movies we shouldn't have been watching to inappropriate movies too.
But still, like, there's a lot of things that would happen. I love the movie. I like the fact that they create a woman on a computer.
Yes.
And it worked. And then he turns his brother into a toad.
Do you think we can write a movie that's similar to that?
But that was so many, like. Okay, so
we grew up in a different society, in a different world.
What would happen a lot is pretty much is like
it was the 80s. The 80s were fucking cool.
But with my parents, it was the equivalent of like me giving the remote to Quinn on Netflix and telling her to just go watch whatever she wants with no. Because my parents would pretty much take me to the VHS store, Blockbuster, whatever.
The VHS store.
Take me to Blockbuster and I'd be looking at movies. And my dad would be like, all right, just grab a movie and let's go.
This looks interesting.
And he wouldn't ask me, I'm like, that box looks cool. He wouldn't ask me what it's about, what the rating is.
No.
Is it violent? And he'd just grab the movie and go, and I'd go home.
And he'd be like, you know what? This looks good, mijo. Let's rock and roll.
But my dad doesn't like movies. So he'd go do something else. So I'd be watching it by myself.
Okay.
Or my mom watching. My mom was cool, whatever movie. So I just got used to watching it. My dad they never told me, like, oh, that's a rated R movie. You shouldn't watch that. It was like, I look at the cover, I'm like, oh, shit. There's fucking good leather guy jacket.
Your list is better than mine.
Thank you.
But the way we're both attacking it is like, well, what are yours? Like, I went from movies we shouldn't have been watching as kids. But, like, this is why I want to almost deep dive, like, a teaser for, like, when we finally go proper. Like, what we're going to do. We're going to talk about inappropriate movies that should not be fucking made.
Yeah.
And inappropriate. Mine would be Risky Business.
Oh, okay. That was...
So, some dude... His parents leave fucking town. He's about to go to college. He hires a prostitute. She charges him a grip. He's like, oh, fuck. This is a lot of fucking money. Fuck it. My parents are gone for another week. Let's make my house into a brothel.
Accurate. That's a businessman.
Entrepreneur. I love it. Sign me up for more of that.
Great. That dude, great job, guy. Dude, great. Let me see. Ooh, you made a lot of money. Oh, your expenses.
Now, how do our lists differ so far?
I see you're going just like yours. Mine's more like violence. Yours is more society.
Yes.
Like what's accepted in society now? And
would you let your daughter watch Risky Business at fucking 6 years old?
Oh, because I have to explain to her what a brothel is.
Dad, what's a brothel?
It's a male club with they serve.
Dad, what's a prostitute?
I mean, it's a woman that does something for money. Wait, Dad, isn't it? No, she's not a prostitute. But she only takes guys who have a lot of money. Okay. No, she's still not a prostitute. Okay.
Guys, again, what are movies you guys have seen? And how do you like our differences on movies? Because I told you I was going to throw you off your guard on this one. Like, I was going to take it somewhere completely fucking different.
But of course, I want people to add. So add to the list and tell me what, because I want to know more.
Honestly, I don't have kids. Now, the list I have, I'm thinking about my nephew and my niece the whole fucking time. Yeah. Like, would I let them watch any of these fucking movies? Like, I want my nephew and my niece, if I ever have kids, I want them to be able to watch scary movies and appreciate them for what they are. But if my sister wants to raise her, my nephew and my niece, her kids, a certain way, like, She told me straight up, I don't want him into superheroes at all.
Why?
I don't know. And I had to fight that for the longest time. And it's like, but Uncle has the coolest stuff ever.
That is so secure.
And once he finally, somebody at school was like, superheroes aren't a bad fucking thing. Like, being in the comics aren't a bad thing. But he'd hear it from someone else. So somebody had to break that.
But it's just a certain stigma we grew up with, how they look at people with comic books.
But I never want to bring those things up, especially like these movies alone. The whole five list, five from each genre.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my nephew and niece to watch it. But again, I would let my kids probably introduce them to horror at a younger age. Like, I would introduce them to a Monster Squad.
That's a fun one. I saw that on some list. Yeah. That's a fun one.
And Gremlins, number one on your list. I would have fucking let my five-year-old watch that. I saw that 5 years
ago. But here's the thing.
Okay, you know what? Let me ask this question. I'm going to set a poll on for this one for this episode.
All right.
Would you guys let your five-year-old son or daughter watch Gremlins at 5 years old?
Okay.
Or Monster Squad at 5 years old?
Okay.
Would you let Quinn watch it at five?
It depends, because I really want to be trying to... Quinn won't sleep for a couple of days. It depends if she seems like a fun movie, and I think she's going to enjoy
it. Gremlins is fun. Monster Squad is fun.
Yeah, Monster Squad probably more likely, because I can talk her through it. Because she's very good at, like, even if she's scared, she's like, she always asks me for reassurance. Daddy, let's just pretend.
Couldn't you tell me a story?
But she's like, let's pretend. Okay.
No. Tell me the story. Tell our listeners the story that she told you one day, because that's hilarious.
About monsters?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Please.
So, my daughter likes to fuck with me. She's...
I love this story, by the way, guys. I need him to
And I'm like, I don't get scared of the dark. But I was sitting on the couch, and my daughter walks up to me and goes, Daddy. And I'm like, can I tell you something? I'm like, yeah, what's going on? She gets somebody that's like, Daddy, there's monsters. And I'm like, what? Daddy, there's monsters. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? She's like, Daddy. She goes, and this is just me and her at home alone. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, Daddy. She kind of just laughs it off, walks away. I'm like, what the fuck did that come from? Fucking fuck me up the rest of the night.
I'm like, fuck you up the rest of the night.
Well, because, okay, me and my wife always talk about all this shit and whatever, spiritual shit. So I'm like, we always believe in, like, fuck, kids are open to a lot of shit.
Yes, they
are.
I'm
like, our fucking shit.
But they're innocent as fuck, too.
Yeah, but to her, like, what the fuck did this come from? She wasn't watching anything. But the fact that she's like, Daddy. There's monster. And she goes,
that's
like in my ear, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I love that story.
And then we're alone. I'm like, fuck. I'll be honest. Turn on an extra light.
Sorry, guys. I needed to make RG tell me that story just because it's so fucking fun and funny. All right,
my daughter left the fuck with me.
Okay, so yours was.
Oh, my next one. I think I'm next.
Are we in number two?
I just did two.
Okay, my number two would be RoboCop. Okay, so we'll skip that one. Because no, said reasons.
Okay, RoboCop.
Would I let my nephew and niece watch it? No.
But I wouldn't. Main reason,
because
a guy gets killed execution style. By a
legit execution
The reason style. Is because that's a bloody fucking scene.
And he holds up his hand and says, please don't shoot me.
And he blows his hand
with a rifle shotgun, and there, blam, four fingers go off.
And then, like, what's the other one?
Execution style.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other one, when the guy gets they drop acid on him.
Yes.
And he fucking melted him, and he fucking melted, and the guy hits him, and he goes splat.
All right, number two. And you're number one. This is going to be my wild card pick. But go for through yours first.
Okay, so this one fucked me up as a kid. It's a great movie. Poltergeist.
Ooh, love the fuck out of it. Are we still on scary movies?
No, it just fucked me up. I totally had a bunch that kind of went on both.
Yes.
The reason Poltergeist fucked me up, because first of all, the pool of fucking dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
All the monsters, the fucking clown under the bed.
Yes, is that? Are you afraid of clowns?
I just don't like them. They just make me uncomfortable.
So can you watch it?
I enjoyed it. I watched both of them, the miniseries on TV, and then the fucking the new one. I
love the fucking.
I loved it. Watched it. But the fact is, I just under the bed shit always fucked you up.
Okay.
And then Amber, my brother, watched it. He made us get rid of a fucking clown because he didn't like. He made us fucking throw the clown away.
Alan, you're a pussy, dude. So he's like, but no, you kind of can understand why people will get those, or kids from a young age,
yeah,
depending on the generational
gap. But in that one, there was kids dealing with the fucking shit. So I would not let my daughter watch it, because there's a little girl in there dealing with all this stuff. And she seems to be the one that everything's kind of going through in a way.
Okay, true, true, true.
She has the biggest connection, because it seems like she's the one the most open to everything. But the fact that, like, that fucked me up, because that came out in 1982. Of course, I didn't watch it when it first came out, yeah, but I watched it probably when I was 5 or 6.
Yeah, I know.
That should fuck me up.
So, question to our listeners one more time on top of that. Like, that's a great movie and horror movie. And how do you guys feel about, again, RG has a family. He has a child. I don't. And yet, I gauge kids by my nephew and my niece.
Yeah.
And that's how I gauge things.
Oh, shit.
But you've seen me with my nephew and my niece. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm pretty legit. But I'm a straight shooter with them. Like, she's like, my sister tells me, like, you shouldn't be talking to them like that. It's like, but you always ask me to discipline them. And yeah, just talking to them, I can discipline them. They're coming at me sad already, like, tell Uncle what you did. And I'm like, well, I'm a bad guy already. Like, let me shoot it to you guys straight. Like, white picket fences, rainbows don't exist, kids. Like, yeah, let me show you some darkness. Yeah. Like, it's not always going to be perfect.
Yeah.
You guys fuck up. I'm going to tell you guys fucked up. Yeah. But do I need to spank them? Do I need to do anything like that? No.
That's the middle ground. Like, I was going to go into a parenting thing, but it's just the whole thing, like, finding that balance.
Go for it.
We're
going to end it soon.
Yeah, finding that balance. Because I want my daughter not to be sheltered. But I explained everything to her.
Sheltered.
So whenever I get mad and she gets in trouble, I'm like, I explain to her why she's in trouble. So yeah, she knows. And now what she does is when she knows she fucked up, she's like, Daddy. And she'll explain to me, like, good, the reason, like, this is why you're mad. Okay, because she understands why the fuck I'm coming from. So, like I said, with all these movies, like, I'm cool with all this stuff.
Yeah.
As long as it all depends on the kid.
Okay.
Because if my daughter's like, oh, I know it's going to fuck her up, whatever. And I'm not going to shelter her.
Yeah.
If she wants to watch something, cool. Because guess what? If you don't show it to her, probably a friend's going to have it that's going to let her watch it, and it'll probably fuck her up more because she doesn't have anybody to explain it to her. And there's always that rule. Who do you want your kid to know learn from? Do you want her to learn from her friend who's probably an idiot? Or do you want to learn from you? Like, it's better to you fucking, instead of trying
my
to
hide. Third co-host, sorry.
Who's that?
Third co-host.
Oh.
The howling is going on again. We're talking about scary movies.
Yeah, yeah. But, so...
And I agree with that. And I respect the fuck out of it. Like, there's no way I'm going to discipline someone else's kids. But it's like, fuck it. If you want to do that...
Yeah.
And, like, I work second job is fucking bar and theater. So, people are taking to watch their kids to watch a rated R movie. Yeah. And it's like, they're going to take them to watch fucking Deadpool, like...
But that's more.
Would you let them?
But that's rated R. Or like it's rated R, right? That was the second one.
The language alone.
It's just the language. But it's more like okay.
And her head's chopped off and bloody. Like it's essentially RoboCop, but funny RoboCop.
But it's cleaned up. It's not as like that one was straight up like butchered. This is more like cause since he can heal, it's more comedic in a way. And when he kills people, they don't dwell on it. Like they kill people, like slices them up, and move on.
That's not Renault Street.
He kills
you and he moves on to the next.
But even but that will fuck me up about Elm Street because I had on my list. But you already said it. Is that it's in your dreams? You can't fucking hide. You can't,
which is dope.
But that's the thing. Again, like you have to sleep.
You said who says you have to sleep?
Or this guy? No, I'm saying. But eventually, like it's psychological because you're like
as it's a kid, good thing I don't do drugs though. Because imagine if I was on
speeders. Fuck no. But like that shit would like that's the thing. It's like you get pulled. Like you can't say like. Well, if you go here, it'll get you. Like, well, I fucking won't go there. You have to sleep. Eventually, like, I can go a week without sleep. Eventually, it's like slowly he's pulling you toward him.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Because eventually, you're going to have to face him.
You have to be in a great headspace just to watch a scary movie. You have to have an understanding of both worlds. But again, it goes back to, before I give you my last one, is you have to be in a great headspace to the point where it's not going to fuck with you. You have to come from the background of good morals and, like, my parents taught me better than that.
Yeah.
And
just communicate. It's like, we'll talk about this later, but the whole thing with, I think fucking all kids, the problem is now people don't communicate with their kids.
I agree. I agree with that.
So a lot of the time, like, they fuck up because nobody's telling them, explaining them shit, and we're expecting other people to raise them.
I want to end it with two things. I'm going to give you my number one.
Cool.
And I'm going to leave off with a final thought, and then we can end off from there.
Cool.
Number one is a teaser preview, legit episode of what we're going to do. Oh, movies that cannot be remade now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Inappropriate movie. Love the fuck out of it. Everyone loves this movie at any age you've ever seen this at.
Okay.
Any age.
Yeah.
The movie Big.
Oh, we talked about this. Because he's, I don't think they ever, you think about this, I'm like.
No, if you deep dive this fucking movie.
I'm like.
It's did so.
What, how old was he, 12 really?
He was 13? 12, 13. Like, regardless.
And she's a grown woman, beautiful grown woman.
Oh, she's hot. She's hot as fuck.
Did they sleep together?
She totally fucked him. Totally fucked him.
Like, but it's like a weird one too, because like bunk beds.
Okay, he wasn't the smoothest guy, but that's my life anyway. So he's not the smoothest guy. He's not the. He's a funny guy.
And how does she feel like when he walks away and he's like a kid again?
Heartbroken.
He's like, holy shit.
Did I just fuck this little...
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up, right? Okay, now I'm looking at it.
Because technically, mentally, he's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, it doesn't matter if he's... It's like the whole thing, like, oh, well, he's a grown man. I'm like, no, but he's not. He's still a kid.
He's a kid. Now, again, for me to go this route, yeah. I told you this was a wild card.
Yeah.
Fucking punch. How do you feel about it? Am I right or wrong? Inappropriate movie?
It is just if you deep dive. I think it's funny because like a family, if you see it over on top of it, the surface, kind of like, oh, it's just like he grows up.
He's just fine.
A kid trying to be an adult.
But he fucked her when he was old enough to fuck her. It's like,
but he's in a relationship. No. He's like, they're dating. They're like, he's with her. Like, they're doing stuff. It's a 12 or 13 year old doing stuff with a grown woman.
Yes.
Because you're like, but it's fucking Tom Hanks. But it's still, the idea of the story, he's still a kid.
Now, guys, I'm glad I'm amping RG up on this because we are going to deep dive a lot of shit. And this is just like...
Or, yeah, movie plots are like, now would be like, no, that shit doesn't fucking work.
You can't do it. You can't pull it off.
In society now, you can't do that shit. It'd be like, that's stupid. Why
but technically, looking at it, you're going to let Quinn watch this movie.
Yeah, because I don't think she'll look into that deep.
No.
But if later on she'd be like, hey, Dad, what? I'm like, ooh,
why
okay.
Did you show me that fucked up movie?
Daddy, she fucked a kid. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, you saw that? Okay, fuck. Okay, my bad.
And to end this conversation or this episode, any Showtime or Cinemax movie in the 80s was in fucking appropriate. Straight up.
Oh, fucking Skinemax.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And there, oh, my God. There's just so many women running around in underwear and so many dry humping.
So much dry humping.
So much. It was a Wild West. It's like when you go to realize.
The Wild West. You know what we're going to call this episode?
The Wild West fucking of movies. But, yeah, in the 80s, looking back, we're like, fuck. And I watched so much because there was no, like, my parents were like, oh, all right, pick a movie. And I was like, okay. And then every time they're like, oh, shit, that woman's in underwear. Like, oh, shit. And then you're
cover
like.
Cover your eyes, behold. And you're still, like, pulling their hand. And they want to watch it, too. So they're like, you're able to move their hand. Like, ooh. What are those?
Because then you had like, was it like Porky's and all these like fraternity college movies? Were like, this woman like
Revenge of the Nerds.
There's like so many women in their underwear, college women in their underwear.
Now, how do you like the list we put out? Both sides.
I like it. It just shows how awesome and fucked up. But it's fucked up if you really think about it. But I'm happy. All these movies were great.
And all these movies I love the fuck.
And it makes me want to be like, fuck, I wish I had time to just go into each movie and just
I wish I had the time to watch each movie. Rewatch
it. Do they have an app where it's like fucking dope flashback TV where like all you watch is just old movies?
Yeah. Now, guys, we did not touch the surface on this one at all.
Yeah, this is just an example.
A throwaway episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. And this is what we love fucking doing. Like, it's stupid. It's a throwaway. But it hopefully makes you guys think like, what the fuck was I watching at 5 years old? And when did, hopefully, and we're going to deep dive this one, this deserves its own episode as well, is when did the generational gap fucking start? And this is separate than the FCC bullshit, but when did the generational gap divide happen where our society became pussies?
Yeah. I really want to know what everyone watched. Because I know everyone grew up in different times.
Yeah.
What you watched as a kid, that you're like, fuck, I can't believe I watched that as a fucking kid.
Yes. That would be a great question.
And how your parents were. And what philosophy did your parents have with you?
Philosophy.
And what philosophy do you have if you have kids, or nephews, or anybody, kid that influenced, you influence, How do you feel about them watching stuff now?
And would you keep them sheltered now? Like, the way I look at it personally, and this is another, like, this is a third, we're talking about three different podcasts we can just shoot off.
Oh, yeah.
But it goes along with the whole, in my opinion, RG, you might back me up on this, on the whole Certificate of Participation Award.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a separate.
Like, when did we become so much pussies where we need validation for?
That's stupid.
Oh, no, don't, no. I love how I saw the hamsters running. I love that. But no. But essentially, that's.
But it goes out with our participation trophies. So it's just, yeah. So we'll go in another day. But
we can deep dive in so many places.
Yeah, because we grew up in that time when there's that another fence. When it was more like parents were like, "Fuck, you just watch it. It's fine. Just suck it up. You know, it's all." Yeah,
don't be a pussy.
Yeah, it's just a movie.
It's just a movie. It's just special.
My mom's like, "Don't cover your face. It's just a movie."
Yeah.
And yet,
all this is fake.
It's all fake, but it's still like to think about it now, and I'm like, "Fuck!" Like,
you're fucking right.
I'm like, "Am I gonna let my daughter watch RoboCop at 6 years old? At 5 years old?" I'm like, "Fuck." But it all depends on the kid.
RoboCop is essentially the movie that
we start talking about.
This is the conversation starting.
But this is the thing, is like, it just depends on the kind of kid you have and how to explain. But also the other rule is, or the question is, who do you want? They're going to find out all this shit sooner or later.
True that.
Do you want them find out by stranger, or do you want rather have you approach them in it? Approach them on it, because eventually, if you're like, "No, I'm not gonna tell you shit about it," like, you're too young,
they're gonna find it somewhere.
They're gonna have a friend, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, look what I know," or they're gonna ask a friend or somebody else, and they're gonna tell them, and you don't know. I'd rather know. I feel like I inform my daughter properly, and she comes in with knowledge to stand for. So if a friend tells her something, she's like, "Nah, that's stupid. My dad explained it to me. This is how I feel."
And ideals, beliefs. But again, I think you mentioned something earlier too. Like, you got to have that connection with your fucking kid and talk.
And that's
be there.
Another thing we'll talk about later.
And my parents were – well, my dad was always there for me.
But like both parents, like I said, it was always – my parents were workaholics.
Yeah, I'm saying. My dad was – why do you think I work so much? Because I learned it
And that's me. How I was like – it was always like, you're always fucking at work. Like, for me, it's like I never had a problem with working, because I'm like, fuck, that's what you do. You fucking work. But just like the whole notice shit, like, every time some shit happens, they're like, it's somebody else's fault. With parents, like, well, I mean, with kids, I mean, with parents and their kids, they never take responsibility. Like, my kid fucked up.
Oh, yes, it's always somebody else's. Yeah.
Like, oh, my kid did this shit. Well, it's somebody else's fault. Because you didn't do fucking shit. Like, you need to talk to your kid
deep dive
and communicate your kids.
Agreed. And you did mention that, the communication. But
in all this movie stuff, it's more like, with us, it's like, you have to talk to your kids and understand where they're from and all that shit. Because when I watch the movies, I want my daughter to be like, "Cool, we want to watch the movie. We're going to watch it together."
Yeah.
And I'll explain to whatever you want to know.
Yeah. Okay, agreed 150%. I still think you should let her watch Gremlins. Not 3 years old. Maybe 4 years old.
Of all my list, probably Gremlins one day. Because there's some shit. Oh, fuck. I didn't even forget what it was.
Spike.
There was one movie that she's like, "That's... that's scary. That's fucked up." And I forgot what it was.
Oh, dude, that would have been dope. Okay, we'll bring it next time. But again, this is scratching the surface, guys. This is what we do. It's a throwaway episode.
And we just want to give something else
to people. This one was fun.
Yeah, we just wanted to give people another.
It started off one way, but I like how I threw you off with my list on.
Yeah. And like I said, I want to know what other fucked up movies you saw as a kid. Like, I want people.
At any ages.
At whatever age whenever you grew up, I wonder what fucked up movies you watched as a kid that you look back and you're like, "Holy shit, I can't believe I watched that."
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I want to know what everyone has, and I want us to know what your favorite horror movies.
That's it. That's all we got. And all right, guys, RG, where can our listeners find us at?
All right. Our listeners can find us on Facebook at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. They can also find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. Also, you can contact us directly on our email at deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com. And also, you can find us, find me on Twitter, and RG Flores on Twitter.
You sound like such a commercial right now. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find us at Deep Dives R on Twitter. You guys can find me on Instagram if you guys want to, @comic_syndicate. And that's all we got, dude. Thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully, you guys have these conversations with your friends and, like, share the podcast, guys. If you guys are liking it, like, if you guys don't like the other podcasts, like, these are kind of thought-provoking, too. Yeah,
these are more just, like, questions you want to have. Like, it'd be cool conversation to bring up with your friends.
And complete throwaway episodes. So it's like, do you agree with these assholes? Like, do you...
But I've liked when the people have told us, like, I listen to your podcast, and I've brought up stuff with my friends, and they're like, "This is cool." Like I said,
great feedback.
You'll be the most knowledgeable, witty person in your friend group.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you when we guys catch you.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye. Later.